Tell them what we're thinking.
School 84 students have a variety of needs, from physical, cognitive, and multiple disabilities. The school is exclusively for students with special needs. It's a diverse population of more than 200 students from kindergarten through 21 years of age. Our teacher, Amber Lorenz, says artwork adds excitement to her students' learning.
They have a lot of enthusiasm and excitement when they come in my room, and I try to find artists that I think that they would be interested in or would gravitate to.
Lorenz has been busy preparing a showcase of her students' artwork in the school hallway. She uses nationally known artists to inspire her students in creating their artwork, like Robert Indiana, the now-deceased artist who created the famous love exhibits.
His exhibit was at the Albright recently. He recently passed away in May of last year. Buffalo has one of his number sculptures, and so that was where we sort of bounced off the idea of using numbers and creating these 3D sculptures, and they love this artist, Yayoi Kusama. We've done her before. She also has had work at the Albright. She is herself somebody that struggles with mental illness, and she's, I believe, like 92 years old. She's a famous contemporary artist, and she makes these pumpkin sculptures.
How about we paint the guitar from Coco?
Lorenz is very popular as she stands in the school hallway. Her students are excited to see her and tell her how much they enjoy her class and creating their own artwork.
I love it.
This was actually one of my most favorite projects to do so far this year. And maybe within the last couple years, I feel like this is one of my favorites.
Lorenz is working on plans to collaborate over the summer with the outreach leader at the Albright Knox Art Gallery, as well as other gallery artists, in working on creating new teaching units to take back to her classroom. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.